The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is gone this morning and is heading out to gather everything up for tonight's performance, including feeding areas and tickets being delivered and all that. So she's doing that. She started, she went out the door at 6:15 this morning. Today, the 17th of May, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's here. And you're not going to believe what's showing on my forecast.
What's showing on your forecast?
It's showing rain. And I know that's
wrong. That's definitely wrong.
This is definitely wrong. It must be linked into some, you know.
Some wrong spot.
Some wrong spot. Anyway, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Great, great. So what's the weather look like?
Yeah, so we're going to have a high of 95 today, a low of 66 tonight. And yeah, we're just going to be in the mid to low 90s.
You can say that every day till next Tuesday.
Throughout, yeah, next Tuesday. And sunny.
It's going to be a beautiful week for the rodeo.
It is.
Whoa. And, you know, it's a little warm, but it starts going down. And by the time the performance starts, the temperatures have dropped 10 degrees, yeah. And you're there on the river. And the breeze blows in. And we were there last night. And we'll talk a little bit about that later. But my guest this morning is Wes Tucker, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It's cool.
You know. Sounds a lot cooler than I actually am.
No, you know, we're going to have a drum roll here. He's also commander of the local VFW post, 1934, and a proud veteran. And with him is Tori O'Callaghan. Did I get that right, Tori?
Yes, you did.
Cool. And your mission there in the Shasta County?
I am a veteran service representative, and I'm the one there's four of us. There's four veteran service reps there, and we're the ones helping all of our veterans as they walk in the door.
And you all do just a magnificent job, by the way. Let me tell you that. Okay, Wes, what's going on? What do we have there?
Well, right now.
What's going on now? Something's always going on.
Right.
So
I'm actually really excited about this, and I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to bring some of our veteran service reps in, because a lot of times it gets mistaken as the VSO is the officer, but the VSO is our whole office. Mm-hmm. And the team that we have, they are committed, hardworking people, and that's one of the reasons I wanted Tori to be the first one that we brought on, because she's really passionate about what she does. She does a great job. She's been there for what? 3 years, maybe?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be 2, actually, in August.
Yeah. It seems longer.
Yeah, oh, there
it
you
does.
Go. Wow.
It does.
She's been super helpful to me, getting me onboarded, and she's a super squared away, and she's a veteran, Navy vet, but, you know, we can't all be heroes. No, I'm just kidding.
Navy's better.
I can't wait to the annual Army-Navy game. There better be some bets going, you know.
We've been having bets on almost any sporting event, so I imagine that one's going to be pretty hefty.
Yes.
Yeah, Lydia and I go at it during the Army-Navy game, and there's fifths of something passing hands. Tori, tell me about your typical day. Well, wait a minute. First of all, tell me about Tori. You're a Navy veteran.
Yes, I am a Navy veteran. I served back in 2008 to 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I was stationed down in San Diego. I am married, and I have a lot of children. I have 9, actually. We have adopted all of our children, so.
I was going to say that was just a yearly thing. I mean, because you're young. So you adopted 9 children.
Yes. We are in the process of doing our last adoption. He will be adopted next week.
Well, tell me about this. Tell me about your children.
So I have a 23-year-old. I also have 2 13-year-olds, 2 8-year-olds, 2 7-year-olds, a 4-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And we have had probably 16 to 17 children in and out of our house through foster care.
Mm-hmm.
And we have kept these 9, and they are the most amazing kids you could ever think of.
Are these kids, and forgive me for asking this, but
sure.
Are these kids with special needs? Or
we do have lots of special needs. I have some feeding tubes. We have intellectual disabilities. We have autism, ADHD, if they want to consider that a disability. I
got smacked when I had it. It ended my ADHD, but that was a few years ago.
So, yes, we do have special needs, but you know what? It just makes life interesting.
I guess so. Do you know about the special kids program that the Reading Rodeo Association puts on Mondays?
Yes.
It was on this Monday.
My kids went to it.
Great.
Yes.
Like 250 kids were out there.
Yes.
Did they have a good time?
They loved it.
Great. Love to hear that.
Yes.
You know, that's what it comes across like that. Some kids are really, really scared.
Yes.
And Exodus Farms, I guess, brought their horses out. We always have horses available, but Exodus Farms has horses that this is what they do.
Right.
And the first, you know, if we're bringing horses out, our own horses, that the first step sideways, it does. Like, it just looks, you're not going out there. So it's good to have that. So they had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
They did.
And God bless you for what you do.
Thank you.
But how do you like being a service representative? It sounds like your heart's already like 800 times bigger than most people's.
I love being a service rep. It's I tell people all the time that it's my favorite job besides being in the military. My passion is with veterans and helping them in any way that we can. Figuring out the hard ones, doing anything that we can to help our homeless vets or our vets that need help with food or anything else, we can give them a resource to do that. And even if we're not getting them a benefit or we can't get them a benefit, let's get them somewhere that can help them.
With an organization and get them off the streets and
yes.
everything. We've done pretty well, haven't we, Wes, in Reading and getting veterans off the streets.
Yeah, we have a lot of programs. We have some really good organizations that we work with, get them associated, like Nation's Finest and Homeward Bound is another good one.
Yeah.
We work really closely with them. That's some of the first people that we always appoint them with. But the first thing we want to do is see if we can get them service-connected, either disability or some sort of compensation to help them get something going for them so they can also get some health benefits over at the VA. And, you know, there's a lot of needs that are associated with people who are homeless that aren't just a place to put their head down.
Well, yeah, that's the big thing. So how do you do it, Tori? Do you... First of all, you find out they're 214. Some people don't even have 214s, I'm sure.
Yes.
I mean, some of the older veterans. And I've got a friend that's just going through hell with the Veterans Administration because they say that his 214 is too fuzzy. And for him to send them another one, he says it's the same one. I mean, you're seeing the same thing I've got. And I'll tell you the story during the break. It is just, you know what? If it wasn't so bad,
yeah.
It would be laughable with our bureaucracy sometimes. Okay, so you check out their 214.
Yes, we check out their 214. And to your comment about the 214, if it is fuzzy, you should come into the office and see if we can order one at the front desk, see Tara or Amy and order one. Or see if maybe we have access to his VA file and we might be able to pull a different one that is more legible. So that would be my suggestion for that one. But, yes, we start with the DD-214, and then we kind of talk about their options. We talk about if there's any service-connected disabilities that they may have. There's any – we look at when we're looking for a pension, we're looking at their wartime service, their income, their net worth, trying to figure out kind of where we can sit them to get them the best benefit for them.
Okay. And I can tell you what, having gone through here, gone through the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, you all just really, really are good. And everybody I talk to has had success. So we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-owned, I shouldn't say community-owned, it's a community-oriented bank, locally-owned, locally-run. It's truly a community bank. They've been around for 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding on California Street and in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and their newest branch down on Ventura Street in Anderson. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. We bank with Cornerstone. I'm very, very happy for them. We'll be right back.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Southern Sky,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff's been with us since the beginning of us opening the station up, and I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst. He's a veteran, too. But his work on keeping your family safe and you safe by repairing your windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he doesn't take chances with your safety. He fixes it. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. And he offers free inspection and analysis. Cars, trucks, RVs, he's got it. So head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Again, a veteran-owned business, a locally-owned business. I'm here with Wes Tucker, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, OIC, officer, and Tori O'Callaghan, who one of the very able veteran reps that are down there. So let me go over here to you, Wes. Are you always on the lookout for new service reps?
Yeah, in fact, we just closed a recruitment. We got a few resumes. In fact, we have interviews tomorrow to see about somebody coming in and sitting, filling up a cold spot and making it a warm spot. So getting them trained up and we can better serve the county.
And it takes a year at least, right?
Yeah, it takes a year.
Because they have to go through test or go through because they're dealing with people's they get into the government databases, so they have to go through a bunch of different training.
So our office, we have to be accredited through multiple agencies, the national agency, the California agency. And then in addition to that, you have to do continuous education as you go. And there's some other organizations that we try to get accredited through, like American Legion and VFW. And so if we can do all that, it could take a year to 18 months to really get somebody 100% onboarded, but they should be able to start doing claims in about, 6 to 8 months, be able to work with people, do claims, and have somebody like Tori, who's super high-speed trainer, actually sitting with them and watching them put in the claims and things like that.
Cool. Okay. What do you want to tell people out there? We've got about 8 minutes left.
I think the big thing is, and if you have us back next month, I was going to bring our person who's going to start doing outreach, but I kind of want to throw this out there. We're working on getting a vehicle and for the office, which is going to help us go out, and we're going to start.
Well, that'll help.
Yeah, we're really excited about this opportunity. We're going to be going out to Burney and some other outlying locations, trying to reach veterans because Fall River Mills and Burney, especially depending on the time of the year, that can be really difficult for some of these, especially older vets, to get out to the Reading office. Mm-hmm. So we're super pumped that we are going to be having an opportunity to go meet them where they're at. And so we're going to partner with HHSA and use some of their office space and see clients out there. And also in Cottonwood, in Anderson in the HHSA mm-hmm. office for Cottonwood and veterans.
Okay. Big thing is reach.
Yeah.
Reaching them.
You shouldn't forget the appointments in office as well.
Oh, yeah. We're starting appointments. So if you have questions or if you want to start doing appointments starting July 1st, we're going to be doing appointments. So each rep is going to have one day where they're just going to do appointments. So I don't know what her day is, but say it's Monday.
So it's a different rep each day?
Yeah.
Right.
The walk-ins, you can still help.
So we're going to have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where each rep that's in office will have an appointment day. My day is actually Wednesday.
Oh, there you go.
And then Mondays and Fridays, we will all be on the floor ready to rock for anyone who walks in the door. But it'll give us some admin time that we need, and so we can hit those people that need an appointment. If they don't want to come walk in and sit, we can set you up with an appointment, get you seen, and it could be quicker, faster for those people.
And we also have virtual appointment options, too. So if a student or a person who's employed, maybe they can't get over to the office.
That could work out.
They should hit us up at, virtual appointment or VSO?
It's virtual VSO at co.shasta.ca.us.
Well, the I don't remember that at all, but it's on your website.
Yes. there
you go.
What do you need for a virtual? Can they do that? I mean, you need documents, though, before you can sit
right.
with them.
And that's why we have them email us ahead of time.
Okay.
So once you email us, we'll send you a response and say, hey, these are all the things you'd need, just like you would for a walk-in appointment, so DD-214, okay. some other things. And then they'll gather that, we'll set up their appointment, and then they'll be able to share all that kind of information with us then.
How many? What's the person with the most DD-214s you've seen?
Ooh. We had a guy yesterday with, what, three DD-214s?
I've seen seven.
Oh, wow.
Seven. Okay.
More exciting, recently we got our first Space Force DD-214, so I'm just saying.
We did do that.
Space Force. Okay. Was he wearing a tin hat?
Yeah. He had a potato, too. That was really weird. Just walked in with a potato. It didn't really have
a potato. Oh, okay. You know, there's a thousand jokes that just ran through my head right then.
But we're on family radio.
Spafor already. Well, he might have been transferring that later in his life. Too.
Yeah, I think he did his last couple of years or something in the Space Force.
Spafor. Okay. So you are located on
Shasta Street.
Same place. Same place. Are y'all moving?
Man, I couldn't tell you for sure. Who knows? We've decided we're going to be like Gumby. We're just going to be able to stretch. We're going to get comfortable being uncomfortable, right? What's the saying in the military? Embrace the suck. No,
embrace the suck.
No, actually, if we do move, we think it's going to be a great move for us and for our vets. We think it's going to be a beautiful place.
Well, that's good to know. And the big thing, though, is that have an uninterrupted ability to help veterans. A lot of people don't know this, that Shasta County Veterans Service Office brings in about $4 million a year to our citizens of Shasta County through benefits.
And that's all direct payment to the the individual.
Yeah, this isn't retirement pay. This is direct benefits that they have earned. Mm-hmm. These aren't, what's that word, entitlements? No. These are all benefits they've earned.
It's compensation. It's
for things that have happened. Broken arms, broken legs, getting sprayed with stuff. Mm-hmm. And it seems like there's more and more things being found out there that are causing problems. A lady told me that, what was it? It wasn't Agent Orange. It was Agent Orange, but it was one of those diseases that had not been identified yet. Give them a week. They'll find it. So, okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, I really appreciate giving us this
last
spotlight.
Thoughts here.
Hey, I'm just excited about getting this opportunity to
spread the
good news
every month. And it won't be rodeo week next month, so we'll have some more time.
There you go.
This has been, this is crazy week. And Tori, thank you so much for what you do for our veterans, but also what you do for people and the children. I mean, that is just, I'm just touched by that.
Thank you.
Well, God bless you. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We've got the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard's going to join us.
Wasted days and wasted nights. I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's already out rodeoing this morning. It's 17th of May, 7:31 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Got a great selection of jewelry, and that's where I'm going to be sometime this week because Linda's birthday is Sunday. And she's already kind of given me hints. I think that she and Rebecca get together. And so I will know which direction to head at Four Winds Jewelry. Really good people down there. I'm here with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. And every year I just have a great time. So they show up and have been showing up for now. We've kind of figured this out the other day. What, 12 years? 11 years? 11 or 12 years. Most of the people in our original one have retired at this point. So I'm here with Sergeant Christian Drumheller. And good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. OIC. I mean the NCOIC.
Yes, sir.
You know, NCOIC of this. And you want to introduce your team?
Yes, sir. So I'll introduce myself. I'm Sergeant Christian Drumheller. I'm originally from Virginia. I've been in the Marine Corps for about 6 years now.
Okay.
I've been on the team for a little over 2 years now, and this is my third time in Reading. So it's
and how long
exciting.
Have you been on the team?
I've been on the team for 2 years, so this is coming on my third year being here.
Okay.
I joined the team about 2 years ago, 2 weeks ago from now.
So you were just on – you just got there, yes, and you all came on up here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Corporal.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
My name is Corporal Quandary Smith. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I've been in the Marine Corps just about 6 years, and I've been on the team for a year.
For a year. Yeah, you were here last year.
Yes, sir.
With us. And who else we have here? Corporal.
Good morning, Carl. My name is Corporal Natasha Oxner. This is my first year here in Reading, and I've been in the Marine Corps for about 4 years.
And where are you from?
I'm originally from Albany, Oregon.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of close to home here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Lance Corporal.
Good morning, Carl. My name is Lance Corporal Anthony Cacciola. I've been in the Marine Corps for about 5 years now. Been on the team just over a year and a half, and I'm originally from Houston, Texas.
Okay. Now, this is, I don't know if people realize just how big this is for the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to be at some place, because how many requests do you think you get a year?
We get quite a few. We actually do have to turn down a few throughout the year, especially over the major holidays. We travel pretty much about 36 weeks out of the year, And summertime, springtime, fall times, you know, when rodeo season ramps up, our travel schedule ramps up. So our selection process, you know, we go through the requests. We see what's kind of starting off. We see what's best for the Marine Corps, how we can get the Marine Corps' image out there, and then we'll go with what's the best, you know, for the team. And on the size base of the rodeo, you know, media presence, all that, and then and we see what's best for, you know, our riders and our horses at the time, what combination, you know, works best, and then we'll select what events we go to and plan out our schedule.
Of course you do. Now, there have been events in your past, and you don't have to mention them, of course, but there have been events in your past that you've said, we're not coming back.
Yes, sir, there has been.
I mean, I know this not just with you all, but before, too.
Yes, sir. It hasn't happened with the team, any of the teams that I've been on, but I have heard horror stories in the past where a team goes somewhere and they just kind of run into some unfriendly crowds and whatnot, and the team just they decided not to go back there just because year after year, you know, the crowd just got – or the environment of the crowd just kind of got more and more unfriendly towards, you know, military personnel and things like that.
No, you don't have that problem here, do you?
No, sir, not at all.
Okay. Corporal Smith, you were here last year.
Yes, sir.
And so you've been in now for in the Marine Corps for
6 years.
6 years.
Yes, sir.
So what's your MOS, which is what's he do in the Marine Corps?
3531, I'm a motor transport operator.
Okay. So what's your experience with horses? Before you got into this?
I had none.
None. But yet, I see you out there. You look great.
Thank you.
So how long does it take to train somebody, Kristen?
So it depends on the individual for the most part. But we have a right now we have a about a 60-day training period for everybody that comes in, regardless of their experience level. So if you are a beginner, you start off learning everything from the basics, and you work your way up. If you're a fast learner, you know, it could take 30 days to, you know, get in the saddle and, you know, start to be able to ride on your own, and some people take a little bit longer. But to get to the levels that we kind of need people to be at for our performances, it takes anywhere from 3 to 4 months to get them up to speed and, you know, comfortable in the saddle to be able to go to the events. Because it can get pretty stressful, and the horses can get some anxiety, and the riders get nervous.
Yeah,
and they
don't forget that these are 1,200-pound animals that, even though they've done this hundreds of times probably, they're still horses.
Yes,
and
sir. Yes,
something sir. New comes up, and they react to that.
Yes, sir. They feed off your emotions tremendously. If you're
we had that happen last year,
yes,
if
sir.
You remember,
yes,
on the, at the flag line when y'all were coming in. I'll remind you during the break. You may have forgotten about it. Okay, Corporal Natasha. Yes. Natasha. Tell us about your experience with horses. Did you have experience with horses?
Yeah, so growing up, I used to ride a little bit, mainly like trail rides and like leisure riding. And then I didn't really start picking up any other like advanced riding skills until I joined the team.
Okay, and what's your MOS?
So my MOS is also a 3531 motor transport operator.
Okay. Have you had opportunity? You say you've been in what, for how long?
4 years.
4 years. Have you had a chance to deploy?
So I was actually stationed in Okinawa, Japan for the last 3 years, and from there I deployed to Australia for 6 months.
Oh. Oh, that must have been tough.
It was.
It was. You know what? Back in my ear, that when we floated out, we would have killed to get to Australia. Where did we get to? Guam. Not quite the same. Lance Corporal Casciola? Is that close enough?
It is, Carl.
Oh, okay. Do y'all like calling me Carl? Of course you do. Okay. Tell me about you. Tell where you're from, your experience, and your MOS.
So I'm really from Houston, Texas. Uh-huh. Born and raised there. Joined the Marine Corps at 18. Came here. I went into infantry as an 0311, which is a rifleman.
Mm-hmm.
As a rifleman, stationed in 29 Palms. And from there, I did 2 unit deployment programs in 31st MEUs from Okinawa, Japan.
Okay. You had 31st floats out of Okinawa. Good,
yes, sir.
Have any good times? Or?
Yeah, so my first one, we actually got to go to Sydney, Australia, and to Brisbane, Australia for a week each in between month-long at sea periods. And then we also got to go to South Korea on my first one. And then
uh-huh.
my second one, during COVID, couldn't really do much, so we just floated on the ship around Okinawa.
Floated around the ship in Okinawa. Have you had a chance Corporal Smith, to get to Australia yet?
No,
no, of course not. You know, just certain Marines get there. How about you, Sergeant?
No, sir. I haven't been fortunate enough.
Well, I tell you what. Did they treat the Marines well there?
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. Yes,
yes, they did.
Okay. Why did you? Why did you? Did you have a choice, Lance Corporal, about coming into the Mounted Color Guard? Or were you just assigned?
So I actually put a package in for it and did the application process and got accepted through that. So it was my choice completely to come here.
So you a horse guy or not?
I had no experience really until I got to the team. So I just really wanted to learn how to ride a horse correctly, and I figured why not do it. Is still in the Marine Corps.
Do it in the Marine Corps.
Absolutely.
And get paid for it.
Yep.
I love that. Christian, the amount of time you spend in training your people and the horses, what would you say? Is that you work every day
just
at it?
Yes, sir. Just about every day. We spend 5 days a week.
That's your assignment. That's your job.
So our sole job in the Marine Corps right now is to ride and train and take care of these guys. So we come in Monday through Friday. Well, we work Monday through Saturday, and then one of the civilians that works at our stables does feed the horses on Sundays. But Monday through Friday, we're riding. We come in, feed the horses. We do our morning training if the weather permits, because we're down in Barstow, so it gets summertime, springtime. I mean, it's 100 degrees by 12 o'clock, so it's kind of hard to ride some of these guys in the afternoon and not be absolutely miserable. So we get it all done early in the morning before it gets too hot. Usually spend, 3 to 4 hours in the morning riding one or two horses and training. And then afternoon, we kind of go more into a classroom-style setting where we discuss, medical care for the horses, how to, just take care of them in general, and then just kind of like more of a book knowledge on how, about riding and things of that nature.
Now, you still have to do the things that Marines do. You still have to go to the rifle range. You still have to go to all the classes. So that's all part of your mission too, or your duties. But there's not a lot of Marines at Barstow, is there?
No, sir. So there's only, there's less than 100 Marine stations at Barstow itself. It's pretty small. And, like you said, we still do have to keep up with our annual requirements, all those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's built into our training schedule as well, and make sure that we, we accomplish all of those goals. But yes, sir, it's a very small base.
How big is Barstow? It seems to me Barstow is good size.
The town, sir?
No.
Or the base?
I'm just talking about the base.
The base is pretty large. It's a logistics base. It's one of the main logistics bases on the West
Coast.
And
we've got stuff stored everywhere around there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So anything you can talk about?
Okay,
just kidding. I'm just kidding. Are you still getting your horses off the range through the prison system?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we are. So right now we're in the process of getting some newer horses in. We did have a couple come through straight from the Bureau of Land Management, and now we're working on trying to get some directly from the Carson City Prison Program, like the majority of ours in the past have come through.
Can you talk a little bit, this Carson City prison program for horses, they have their prisoners really work with the horses, and this is a way of for these prisoners to kind of start making transitions too. And there's been a couple really good documentaries about it, but how's that worked out?
It's worked out really well for us. It allows the team to kind of get a horse that's product that's pretty well started on its way, and allows us to take the horse and mold it into what we need it to be, because breaking a horse to be able to do what we need to do takes a really long time. It's very time consuming, and unfortunately we don't have a lot of Marines, and a lot of times we're all traveling together, so we don't have as much time at home to really work with these guys sometimes. So being able to get them from there and they're already started and going, it really helps our process as well. And it's a phenomenal system, because horses are very therapeutic, and you don't really realize until you really start working with them. But
you saw Monday at the, I believe you all were there at the special kids day. 250 kids. what it meant to those kids to be riding horses.
Yes, sir. That was amazing. That was an awesome experience.
It is. I can't get over it. Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and we'll come back after this after the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Judy Maxwell. Judy Maxwell has a chuck wagon she sponsored this year on Saturday night on Military Appreciation Night. That's going to be racing in the rodeo. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been doing this with her teams since 1993. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance plan, your retirement plan, your 401, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient, drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Redding Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your rodeo station for the week. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. It is back open and stocked with fruit trees, blueberry plants, strawberry plants, and much more. They carry all the veggies, herbs, and everything you can possibly imagine. Plus, they just got all their new statuary in, get those water features, get those bird baths, all those kind of things. They're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, about a quarter mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday. And these people are good people, too, locally owned, locally operated. And I am here with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, and Gordo is here. Gordo has been with me on this endeavor for the whole time. How many years, Gordo? I mean, we've tried to figure it out. We know at least 10. But
close to 10.
Okay, 10. I'll just say 10. It could be more. And I'm here with the NCOIC, the non-commissioned officer in charge, Sergeant Christian Drumheller, Corporal Quandarius, pretty close, Smith, who was here with us last year.
Yes, sir.
Did a great job. Both y'all did a great job. Corporal Natasha Ostner, close enough?
Close enough.
Close enough. And Lance Corporal Anthony Casciola. Casciola. Why can't you have names like Smith? Okay, you do. We got a Smith here. We can't tell you how happy we are that you all choose to come back every year. Now, you did something yesterday that probably you don't do in a lot of places.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had the opportunity to go out and go fishing. That was a
fly fishing.
Yes, sir. To go fly fishing
on the sack.
Yes, sir. It was a great, great time, and we appreciate you guys helping us out with that. And,
well, that's the fly shop and Mike Michalak. He is a great guy. He supports veterans events, and when I asked him about it, of course, and he bugs me about it too. He makes sure it all happens. But it's just one of the ways we've got one of the best fisheries up here along the Sac in maybe the world. And so being able for y'all to have something maybe a little bit different, because you're on the road a lot, and you're here and you help us out in a lot of different ways. You're out there with special kids. What are some of the other things you're going to be doing, Sergeant?
So as of right now, the other things that we're helping out with is with you guys. We got some stuff set up for us. As we help with Special Kids Day, like you said, and then we'll be at the pancake breakfast. Throughout the rodeo, we try to help out throughout.
Are you heading out to the veterans' home? Are you getting out?
Yes, sir. We're also going out to the veterans' home tomorrow, and we'll be going out to the Foothills High School out there with the recruiters, meeting the kids and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so just being able, we interact with the community a lot, and we try to get out there and interact with the community as much as we can, and make some new friends and just get the Marine Corps image out there.
Well, y'all have y'all do a lot for that. And the like I said during the break, during at the Rose Bowl, at the everybody knows about the parade, but they don't know about there's a Equine Fest or something. What is it?
So it's called Equest Fest, and then, all the equestrian, the majority of the equestrian units that are in the Rose Parade take part in it, and it's kind of an opportunity for them to show off their equestrian unit and what they do. The first Cav for the Army, they go out there and do their cavalry demonstration.
I had never seen that before, and they do a pretty good job.
They do, yes, sir. They're an awesome group. They're super professional.
Are they all active duty, or some of those like retired or something? No. They're all active duty?
Yes, sir. They're all active duty. Very similar to us. Okay. Yes, sir. They're a little bit more focused on the historical aspect.
Yeah, they're all dressed in historical costumes all those. Not costumes, but uniforms.
And, there's a lot of local for down that area, California, drill teams and whatnot that go out there and perform.
Buffalo Soldiers?
Yes, sir. The Buffalo Soldiers, they go out there as well, and they, share their history. There's a few Hispanic groups that kind of go show their culture with dancing horses and whatnot.
Sure.
And it's awesome to watch on TV. It's awesome to be there and watch it in person and just see all the different disciplines come out and be able to show what they do on that, that big a scale.
Okay, so the way to see this is on the Cowboy Channel. The Cowboy Channel, not only – the thing I don't like about watching on the Rose Parade on regular TV is they cut out for commercials all the time, but they don't show you all the equestrian units. Cowboy Channel has very few commercials, and they focus on the whole parade, but always on the equestrian units. And then they have the Equifest a day before? Is it day before or after or when?
It's typically 1 or 2 days before.
Okay. So you get a chance to see all the equestrian units perform in this, and they show the Cowboy Channel also puts that out there. So that, and it's the first time I'd ever seen it.
Yes,
was
sir.
On that, but I was really happy to see you all. Did I see a charge?
Yes, sir. So this year we did something a little bit different than what we typically do. Our main objective is just to present the colors, but we do a lot of different things during our training to help our horses
horses get calm and horses whatnot. Get bored too.
And,
I mean,
yes, sir. So. Help the riders, build their confidence in horsemanship. And there's a deep historical. Equestrian part with the Marine Corps that a lot of people don't know about, and a lot of people you say, oh, we ride horses, and like the Marine Corps has horses, like that's a thing. I'm like, yes, before we had cars, we had horses. So that's
China,
how
the China Marines,
yes sir,
in the 30s.
Yes, sir. So our unit is historically based off the China Marines and the Mounted Marines with the Peking Legation in China during the early 30s and the 20s, and a lot of people don't know that the Marine Corps, had an official cavalry unit at one point in time. And so this year we tried to bring out that history a little bit more and show our horsemanship off a little bit more than just going out in the arena and turning right and left. And, we can do a lot of different things. The horses can do a lot of different things.
Yeah, y'all look great out there. People also don't know is that we train in mule packing in the Marine Corps at Bridgeport.
Yes, sir.
That we literally train our Marines to be able to pack mules with equipment because of places that we're at, like Afghanistan and any place that's mountainous like that. So our Marines, not all of our Marines, but some of our Marines in each unit learn how to pack a mule. I had a Marine with a hoof print on the side of his face. He went down to a sick bay, as you can imagine. And about an hour later, here he comes back. Are you okay? Yeah, just a glancing blow, sure. But he wasn't talking real clear. So the Marine Corps is not just high tech. We're back there. Okay, so where do y'all go from now? Here.
So from here, we'll have about a week off, and we'll head up to Utah for the Take the Oath Extreme Bull riding up there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll head straight to Santa Maria, California, for the rodeo out there, for the Elks Rodeo. From there, we're going to be going to, we'll be going to Idaho. We'll be going to Cody, Wyoming.
Well, you've got a bunch of really nice rodeos coming up.
Yes, sir. Estes Park, Colorado. We'll be going to Cheyenne, Wyoming as well throughout the summer. So.
You're traveling a lot
with
these animals. And, I mean, do you all stop very often? Or are you set up more so that they can ride longer?
Yes, sir. So we stop. We typically, we try to keep our day trips to about 500 miles to like 6 to 8 hours.
Okay.
To give those guys a rest as much as we can. Sometimes.
Do you ever stop and take them out?
Yes, sir. So when we stop for the day, we'll turn them out into stalls or pens. If we're lucky enough, the place that we're boarding, if they have like a little paddock or a pasture, we can turn them out in. We'll turn them out there and they can run around and stretch their legs. And, we have, they're called cloud boots. We put those on them so they have, even more cushion, while they're traveling in the trailer and things of that nature as well.
Okay.
And, we try to, swap these guys in and out whenever we go back to Barstow so they get, some time on, time off, things like that as well.
Well, how many horses do you have?
So as of right now, we have, a total of 13
horses.
We have 10 rideable horses. The other three are, still green. They're still going through the process and whatnot. And, the other 10 we kind of swap in and out as needed. Some are more experienced. They've been doing this for 20 years. Others, they've only been doing it for 1 or 2. So, if even one.
Okay, last question. One of the Marines that got out took his horse with him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So.
So you, because when they get to a certain age, you kind of like retire them and you let people buy them.
Yes, sir. So actually, you don't. It's just an adoption. You don't buy
an adoption.
So,
okay.
What we do. When these guys kind of hit the end of their time limit, we typically go off of, as of right now, it's 10 to 20 years of service. Once they hit that 10-year mark, then they're eligible for what we would consider a retirement. They've done their time, and they get a certificate and a ceremony, just like, a normal Marine would, because these guys are honorary Marines.
I love that.
And And sometimes they get injuries or they get older and they need a medical retirement and they still get retired the same way. And some horses, they don't make the cut. They just don't have the mental attitude to be able to do our job because it takes a special horse to be able to do what
sure,
we do.
Sure.
And those guys, they also will they'll just get adopted out. They won't get because they didn't do their time. They won't get the ceremonies. But we they go.
They go to good homes.
Yes, sir. We look for the best home possible, the best fit for the horse. And prior riders do get the first opportunity to adopt those horses because they build a relationship with them.
Sure.
And then after that, we go to veterans, first responders. And then after that, the general public can be able to adopt them. So anybody out there in the world can adopt one of these guys when their time's up.
Super. Hey, thank you so much for being with me this morning. And make sure you stop by at the Pancake Breakfast. Say hello. You're getting your photos taken with a bunch of dignitaries. Today at 10 o'clock, photographer is going to be there, and a number of other people. So, but they really love getting their photos taken with you all, as they should. Anyway, have a great day. We're really, really happy you're here, as usual. I'll just give you next year's request before you walk out.
So yes, sir.
It's my favorite day is when I get a phone call. Sir, are y'all going to ask us again? Yes, yes. So I may just like hand it to you. I've got this year's. I may just change the dates and hand it to you.
Perfect. Yes, sir.
Okay. Y'all have a great day. Be safe and God bless you. And thank you for everything you do for our country. Because people forget that you're Marines and that y'all are combat Marines. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We come back. Sheriff Mike Johnson's going to join us.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Keep the lines of communication open.
There was no breakthrough in the latest Oval Office talks between the President and House Speaker McCarthy. However, both sides have agreed to keep talking. McCarthy emerged from the White House meeting and said a deal is still possible by the end of the week. The president will cut short his foreign trip to return to Washington this weekend for more discussions ahead of an early June deadline to avert a default. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this afternoon, the president leaves for Japan and the G7 summit. The second of two inmates who escaped from a Philadelphia prison earlier this month has been captured. The 18-year-old was arrested early today in the city's West Philadelphia section, is being held on four counts of murder before he escaped. The other man, arrested Thursday night, was being held on drug charges. On Wall Street, the Dow up 128 points, the NASDAQ trading 53 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The UN racing to extend a deal that's allowed shipments of Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea to parts of the world struggling with hunger.
The breakthrough accord the UN and Turkey brokered with the warring sides last summer came with a separate agreement to ease shipments of Russian food and fertilizer that Moscow insists hasn't been applied. Russia's set a Thursday deadline for its concerns to be ironed out or its bowing out. Such brinkmanship isn't new. Earlier this year, Russia had unilaterally decided to renew the deal for just 60 days instead of the 120 days agreed upon. Experts warn a failure to extend the grain initiative could hurt countries that rely on Ukrainian wheat and barley and other affordable food products. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Following deadly flooding, officials in northern Italy warn residents to get get to higher ground amid fears that rain-swollen rivers could again overflow their banks. News and analysis at townhall.com. It's a lot of poison that will not find its way to the streets of Europe and beyond.
Italian authorities say customs police and a dog found 6,000 pounds of cocaine hidden in 70 tons of boxed bananas that had been shipped from Ecuador. Customs police in a southern port became very suspicious when a background check showed the banana shippers were not in the business of moving that much fruit. Officers used scanning machines and the drug-sniffing puppy dog to uncover the coke hidden in the boxes. Jason Walker reporting.
The Secret Service refusing to surrender the visitor logs from President Biden's house at Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The New York Post had filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the emails, but the Secret Service says that it cannot legally comply with the newspaper's request. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free...
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday. It's hump day, the 17th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. Hey, Liam, when you get finished with this, can you walk in here and see if you can get our video back up online?
Yeah.
It's a secret. I've watched it. I've tried it for a year and I still can't figure it out. And Pat's gone. So if you can figure it out, young man, you get a
gold star.
Yeah, because that's about it.
Gold star.
A gold star.
We'll pass up a gold star.
Yeah, who could do that? What's the weather look like?
Yeah, so we're going to have a high.
That's easy, though.
It's easy. We're going to have a high of 95 today, a low of 66 tonight. And we're going to be in the mid to low 90s through next Tuesday. Sunny, clear, and kind of hot, kind of warm. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you can
summer
just
is upon us.
Whatever today is, look at it for the rest of the year. Except it just gets hotter.
It does.
Hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, family-owned business out of Anderson that just provide the greatest of all services there when it comes to propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have all types of great deals going on down there, and they are like the angel family that they help out a lot of people, and nobody knows about it because they don't do it to be recognized. I just like to bring it up to say these are special people. Give them a call at 365-3793. With me is the... every time I see him, he's lost more weight. Sheriff Johnson.
Well, that's a good thing.
Mike Johnson. Yeah. No, you're obviously working out a lot.
Coming into summer, right? That's the time you got to get back in shape.
I was kind of expecting to see a rodeo mustache.
I
guess you have to be able to grow hair. Huh?
This guy doesn't grow hair so well, Carl, so it comes in patchy.
But when you see my buddy Ted Lighty, he tries... God bless him. Yeah, it is. It's kind of patchy.
Yeah.
And so.
And now it's patchy and silver and silver. Different colors. So, it's pathetic.
How come my beard's this color and my hair's this color?
Right.
That type of thing. Yeah. Wait till you get old enough where that gray starts working its way down.
Well, I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
I am.
How you doing there, Sheriff?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Carl. Good. Rodeo week.
Rodeo week. Now, people don't know this, but the sheriff, I think, is automatically a member of the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo.
You inherit them both when you become sheriff, you bet.
Well, let me tell you, last night we had, and you know about this, of course, the inaugural Hall of Fame induction for the Reading Rodeo Association. And what a great evening this was. I mean, it was outside the Abbott. Their fans were right on the river there. But what a great evening that was.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Oh, my gosh. The people we inducted in who have, John Bauma being, the man. He's right. The man that started this rodeo.
He is. He's the one that put all this together, the Asphalt Cowboys and the Rodeo Association.
I put it all together,
yep.
Plus the six-pack rodeo that he formed with other rodeos in our region here to get performers coming out here so they wouldn't have to come out here for one and go back east or south, or so they could go from rodeo to rodeo. He's the one that introduced another Hall of Fame inductee, John Payne, the one-armed bandit. It was his first rodeo performance in 1988. He had been in one or two rodeos and never been paid, and John Bama came up and said...
And Payne wrote a lot about that, a lot about his experience here in Reading.
They offered him $1,200, and he said back then, he says, I had no money. He says, in fact, I owed a lot of money. He got the bank who he owed a lot of money to loan him another $5,000 so he could build a trailer to do this. He comes out here on his way out. He breaks down. He has to trade a pair of spurs that meant a lot to him and were, I guess, worth quite a bit. And then got out here, did it, was paid. On the way back, broke down again, and ends up trading a pistol for work done on it, and then got back. And he said, I had like $15 left. And he's an incredible guy, too. I mean, he grabbed a hold of 7,200 volts of electricity, which did not turn loose. I would say most people would have died after that. But he not only recovered, but became the professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Entertainment Act of the Year 15 times. And he says, I don't really even compete anymore. He says, I just go to my rodeos. He turned 70 last week.
Pretty incredible story.
It was all because of John Bauma.
Yeah.
And John Bauma's family was there last
night. Yeah. And right here out of Reading.
Right here out of Reading.
Yeah.
It's
a great story.
Oh, yeah. You know, incredible stories of that. Lane Frost.
Can you imagine
Red Rock,
having to trade your spurs and your pistol?
Just to get home. Yeah. Right. And now, this man, and John was on, he was talking about it the other day on the show, but he went to Oman as part of 14 international acts for the Sultan, and won it. I mean, and they also paid, he said, $1 million. He said, it was gone in 6 months. I'm a cowboy. What do you expect? You know?
That's exactly what you would expect.
Yeah, just what you expect. Okay. Enough of that, but you're a big part of the Reading Rodeo Association.
Love the Reading Rodeo.
You're out there like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And you've got a real job.
Yeah.
Like today, right after the show, I'm running out there to start doing stuff. But you are able to make that balance in time, and that's very much appreciated.
Well, thank you. Looking really forward to it. I love the pancake breakfast downtown. I love that.
You're going to be cooking, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be cooking, and then I'll
be right down the street.
I'll bring my uniform, and after I cook for a while, I'll put my uniform on, and then got family come in, and I'll sit down and have breakfast and hang out. I love that. Love that event.
Hey, Mike Quinn just walked by. And, hey, Mike, I'm going to invite you on the show. Maybe not right now, but Mike Quinn is organizing people to sign petitions, and you'll see him out at the rodeo. Give me just a second here.
That's absolutely.
Okay, what are you doing out there, Mike Quinn?
It's very simple. It's called 75 More. And we are going to petition the city to give the Reading Rodeo another 75 years. They can do it in 15-year increments, you know, a 15-year contract, and then 4 15-year extensions that they can have. Because I think they've proven themselves to be a pretty outstanding group. And basically supporting this community, like, people don't understand.
Yeah, they don't understand.
It's our Heritage Week. Reading's Rodeo is a Heritage Week, and it belongs in Reading. They have the grounds. They would improve. They'd make improvements down there if they would be given more than a 3-year term.
Yeah,
why would you spend $1 million on something you're only going to have for 3 years guaranteed?
And here's the thing is, you can put it in increments in such, okay, you've got 5 years to do this, 5 years to do that, and let the Cowboys do that. And,
put pressure on them, that's up to them.
Yeah,
that point,
but it's true. But if we're going to, you know, if you're going to stay here, now that you've said you've got the money, if you get the years, then we need to see the improvements that you're talking about. And that to me is fair. But now, how is this going to work?
It's very simple. We have putting a website on. It'll be fired up today. It's called 75 More. I mean, this is a literally grassroots. There's three people working on it. We're going to have letters that people are going to sign. We'll be at the breakfast. We're going to be down at the rodeo
petitions
every night.
Petitions
and all that. They can sign. They can it basically says give us some, give them another 75 years.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to have you back on later on, but just because it's happening right now, I'm sure glad you walked through. Mike is the guy that got Linda and I on radio, and some nights we
I'm just, sorry, everybody. I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, I know. Well, there's some nights that we just say, I hope he dies in a cauldron of boiling oil, but 99% of the time.
Hey, I've got a question regarding the signature. So okay. Shasta County resident or city resident, or does
it's,
it?
Well, it's a city issue, but we want other people from the county, want people from out of the area to show an extreme amount of support that this has got.
Gotcha.
Because the people from outside from the county, they shop in Reading, they work in Reading, so I mean, it kind of is theirs. But as far as the voting power and all that, we will separate, you know, the people from the city, from the county, and from outside, and put in three different piles so that we know how many people in the city are. But you know, I'm glad you brought that up. It's very, very important.
Yeah, because I live in Palo Cedro, and I'd be happy to sign that petition.
And that's what we need to do, because we're all really one community. I mean,
right.
I don't see a line or, you know, a toll gate we have to go through every day.
Because everybody
from
comes
community.
To the rodeo. This has been a part of people's lives for 75 years, whether they live in Palo Cedro or Bernie or, you know, Fall River or any of these places.
Right.
They still come down for this rodeo. So it means a lot to people.
Now, it is our Heritage Week. Everybody's got something that they do, and that defines, you know, their community. And this is, you know, with everything that goes on and all the money going back into the community. And it just puts us on the map, too. I mean, literally, we've been, you know, we're in a Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame now because of what they've done here. You know, everybody remembers the Red Rock Ride and things like that. I mean, that's rodeo history. So, and you look at all.
And we have a bank robbed every year.
And you have a bank robbed every year. And we solve it every year. It's done by the end of the
isn't
week.
That amazing?
You know,
by the
mean,
by
other
the way,
people, you know,
I'm
40
gonna,
years ago they haven't solved it.
I'm going to read those clues later on in the.
I tried. I didn't
it's
get
so,
it.
It's so far beyond me. They said, you know, we really wanted you and Linda to be, you know, one of the years. And they said, but they're on the air. If they're not on the air and the bank gets robbed,
yeah.
It's kind of indicator.
Yeah.
And I went, well, that makes sense. Okay. Mike, thanks a lot. We got to take a break.
Thank you very much.
No, thanks for what you're doing for our rodeo and our community and our heritage. And that's what we hang it on, our heritage.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay. Thank
75
you.
75 more.
75 more. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. We know that. One of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. But what about what Shasta Regional Medical Center does in our community? They're one of the sponsors of the Reading Rodeo. They sponsor many nonprofits. They are there helping a lot of people in our community. It has nothing to do with health care. But their level of health care is head and shoulders above other places. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Linda's out rodeoing today, and of course it is. The Reading Rodeo starts tonight, today, the 17th of May. It's the performances start at 7. I would recommend you get there. What time, Sheriff?
Oh, jeez. 5:30.
5:30. Because yeah. You want to get parking.
You got to park. You got to get in. You got to get, your food. You got to get your seat.
You got to get those French fries. There's, 1,000 French fries piled up. It's just a horrible thing to eat, but just so good. So be there early. And tonight is Native American Appreciation Night. So you're going to see a lot of things you've never seen from the Native American community, dancing, singing, and all of this. It's going to be a great event tonight, and it's Extreme Bulls. So that's always fun.
Think we'll have a bull jump the fence again, Carl?
I hope not. You know, Stephanie Bridget's name, because she was running for office, then her name went all over the world because that's where the,
right,
the
where
bull
it jumped.
Went right over there. And
can't
that
get better
right.
advertising than that.
Nope. Sheriff, I've seen how's recruiting going? It looks.
Yeah, recruiting's going good. For excuse me, for patrol deputies, it's going really well. It's we're coming right up to staff with that. For the jail correctional deputies, recruiting's going so-so. I mean, we're getting applicants. We're not getting a lot of success as far as long-term, and we're still having people leave. So that one's still a tough pill to swallow, Carl, there. And there are negotiations for wage and I don't know how that's going. So there's still a lot of wild card variables for that.
They should be exempted or whatever the term is. That their job is dangerous. They're locked in with the worst of the worst.
Yeah,
and it's a tough job.
It is a tough job, and we talked about this before. You know, yeah. The level of prisoners we have now is just they're. They're state prisoners. They're not county.
They're not your dad.
We had a couple of assaults over the weekend where violent assaults of inmates on inmates, and it's just stuff that wasn't happening before.
It's not your daddy's jail.
It's not your daddy's jail, unfortunately. But the other things, the other aspects of the agency, Carl, are going really well as far as recruiting goes. We're getting up to staff in all of our support units. Our coroner's office is doing good. Our boating safety unit, you know, is kicking off official season, and we got guys manning boats and staff to fill that. So as far as all those things going, pretty well.
And those are sworn officers out on the river.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The river and on the lake, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a community officer program like the city does?
Meaning what? Like
when is that? When is that they have community service officers?
Community service officers.
That right. Answer things like, yeah, there's been a wreck. Or, you know, a fender bender, they go out and take all the information, so it keeps your officers on the beat.
Yeah, I know. Actually, we don't have, or we have community service officers, but we don't have that many, and ours aren't out taking cold reports. They do a little bit here and there, mm-hmm. but not, I don't have enough to do that full time. Something that we want to get to, obviously. Again,
yeah, that's sometime.
Adding
yeah.
staff and budget and everything else that's
sure,
going on.
Sure.
So. It'd be a help, and like I said, the ones that we have do some of that, but not dedicated to that. Ours serve a variety of functions. For instance, there's our gal that's a CSO, Community Service Officer, out of Shasta Lake City, which is our mm-hmm. contract city, you know, Carl.
Yep.
For instance, the auxiliary thing she does is set up events and help with trainings. Just yesterday, we had firearms training all day, and she sets that all up and coordinates that, gets everybody signed in, gets their ammos, distributes their equipment, keeps track of the training. So they have a bunch of different, my point is they have a bunch of different duties aside from just taking cold calls or helping out with that.
Well, but you have a large, well, I don't know how large it is, but you have a significant number of volunteers?
Yeah, close to 400 in total.
And they range from helping in the offices to your search and rescue.
Yes, they do.
And you have a mounted
mounted posse. Yeah, the search and rescue actually is the vast majority of the volunteers in the various aspects. You know, Jeep unit and a mounted posse. We mm-hmm. have canine unit. We have ground pounders. We have dive teams and everything for search and rescue.
Well, I know that they talked about it last night at the gala. Was one of the gentlemen that we honored was big into that and talked about his family talked about how much it meant to him and being out there helping to find people and the sadnesses when you know if they found didn't find him alive and all this but it, how important it was to so many people.
Carl, those volunteers are especially the search and rescue aspect of like you're talking about helping find people and helping us on those critical type of calls are just invaluable to not just the sheriff's office, but the community. These folks put a lot of their own time, their own money and resources and effort in keeping up on training, keeping up on current trends and on how to do things and tactics. And they come out and they train. And then the moment that we actually have a deployment and need them, it is never difficult getting them out there. They're coming readily, showing up those scenes and spending all day and all night, sometimes multiple days and night.
You know, I'm going to take an early break here because I want to get into some things, your ideas about what's happening in the next 6 months, talk a little bit about the jail and where we are with that and all this.
Sure.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's man's last stronghold. I've been going to this place for 14 years, 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And they work by appointments. I called and got an appointment for yesterday, rolled in and got my haircut and was able to roll out and head for the rodeo grounds. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Now, it's a barbershop. It's not a styling salon. And the one thing I always like, they never talk politics down there. And they said, why start talking politics? It's just, you know, not going to work. And so they don't. So you go in there, get a haircut, they're very pleasant, Tim and Logan, and you're just going to, you know, thoroughly enjoy the experience. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading. Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Look forward, face up, at OrnagilMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnagilMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnagilMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnagilMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tonight is Reading Rodeo, 75th year anniversary of the Reading Rodeo. Starts down at the rodeo grounds tonight at 7 p.m. It's Native American Appreciation Night, and a lot of tickets sold. I'll be giving away some more tickets in the next 15 minutes for Military Appreciation Night, which will be Saturday. So stay tuned. I'm here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we talked about recruiting, which is going good. We're not going to talk about anything that's happening in the Board of Supervisors because, reality, he's just an observer on all these things.
Yeah, we're like a man's last stronghold here.
Yeah, that's it.
We don't need to talk about
we
that.
We don't need to talk about that. The jail. What about what?
The jail.
Everybody has said, okay, we're going and, you know, we've made the decision.
Yeah.
Do we know where we are with that?
Yeah, we're so we meet once a week. We have a jail meeting with the company, who's been selected to build that out. The expansion is what we're talking about, Carl.
Yeah.
Eventually,
yeah.
But we're far from that right now. We're still working on trying to get that transportation piece in place. Remember,
yeah.
Got a transport across the street now. So
yes,
now that courtroom 12 has been removed, which was a modular in that parking lot. We're working on perimeter fencing with, you know, serpentine wire cameras and all that, and remodeling courtroom 1 and 2 so one can be for video arraignment, one can be holding cells to get them out the door and in the vans to transport. And that project alone is going to be a several million dollar project. But
wow.
It is paramount that we get that done first and foremost and quickly, because the new court's going to open, you know, come September, and we'll be transporting prisoners multiple times on a daily basis. So that is really that, and staffing at the jail are the primary things the Sheriff's
Sure.
Department is working on, because once that transportation opens, you know, I'm looking at needing another 12 people to run the transportation side of the jail. So,
because you're constantly moving people back and forth.
Yeah, constantly.
Then you've got to put them in there. And I understand the holding area is not that large.
Not that large. So that means we can't do large groups
all at once. You can't take 10 people over there and just put them there for the day.
Nope. And there's other logistics with that, too. You take them over there, they have to be fed. They have to have some have to have medications, and they're not set up to do any of that. So it's back and forth all day long.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a logistical nightmare, but we're working through it and we're getting it done. But that's first and foremost. So when you talk about the jail and the expansion, that all is going to happen too as we move forward. But first things first, got to get that transportation in place in peace. And, you know, also when I talk about staffing, we want to reopen that floor of the jail, that level of the jail.
How many more can we put in with just that? 200?
A little less than that, about 150, 130, depending
okay.
on the classifications. But,
yeah.
You know, every bed we can get is one less person we have to turn out on the street, and we don't like doing that.
Yeah, and it is what a dichotomy this is. You know, we've got very professional law enforcement officers. We have very professional correctional officers. We just don't have room for all the bad guys that we seem to have.
I know.
How you keep the morale up goes beyond me.
Well, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
You know, I try to tell the officers that work the street, the deputies and officers alike, that, you know, your job is to arrest them and make the case, do a great investigation and put them in jail. And eventually, yeah, they get turned out a lot, and eventually they'll be held to answer, but you can't worry about that because that part of it is out of your control.
Okay. Jake Mangus, did you see that jail plan that Jake Mangus had? He's presented it, I thought, that it's a town down in Napa that's building a jail, and with so many, you know, with the same numbers we're talking about, and the whole thing could be done for $120 million.
I saw that, yeah.
Did you see that? Was there any viability to that plan at all?
Yeah, there is. I mean, Napa's doing it. I mean, they're
building it, and they've already got the plans done.
Yes, they do. Yeah, sure, there is. There's, you know, Carl, there's a lot of options out there.
Okay.
There's depending on what you design, if you own the property, there's a lot of different factors involved. And we've been through all that, and the Board of Supervisors has made the decision on what we're doing. So
okay.
We're getting what we're getting, and we're going to make the best of it for sure.
Okay. I asked the police this, and I asked the DA this, because for me it's anecdotal for me when I read things. But the violence out there, is the violence increased, and is it because of drugs? I mean, we've always had problems with drugs and violence, but I mean, has it gotten worse?
It definitely has gotten worse. I think my assessment is kind of twofold, Carl. The one of the reasons it's gotten worse is because of society's change in culture, I guess, in the United States, where people are not willing to hold people accountable for things. They want soft, touchy-feely approach to dealing with criminals and second-guessing law enforcement and changing the standard on how we address people and deal with people. So I think what happens, one, is officers, especially new officers that come into the profession, I think they hesitate, and I think they are less likely to engage when they should engage and to the level that they should engage, and that gets people hurt. And the other problem I think that we're facing with that is there's just more violent criminals on the streets because we have decriminalized everything and, you know, turn these people out. They need programming. They need intervention. They need all this other stuff, so they say, and they turn them out on the street, and these people are victimizing our communities, especially in this state with the lousy governor we have. I mean, he's killing us. It's horrible for law enforcement.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that other people believe like I believe about Gavin Newsom. But here he is. Here's Gavin Newsom, who has been pushing no bail and all these other things. And then he puts he calls up the National Guard and the Highway Patrol to try and address the fentanyl problem. San Francisco's deaths have spiked. It was like 49% mm-hmm. higher or something like that. So I don't know what the National Guard's going to do except go on the border and try and stop the people coming across. Because everybody talks, you know, I mean, we're being inundated. We no longer have a border. And all these thousands and thousands of people are coming across, and you just know that the drug cartels are running fentanyl, human trafficking across that border. And well, nobody seems to care.
I know, and it's asinine to me. So if you're talking about the governor and our state politics and their legislation, they don't have a lot of control on that, but they do have control for our state, right? And mm-hmm. and they're making it worse for our state than any other state out there. Just Department of Justice and Bonta, who runs that, is another worthless politician that's in there. DOJ used to be one of our biggest partners in law enforcement, and they...
You're talking the Attorney General now.
Yeah, I'm talking the Attorney General. They are no better. Their outlook on things, too, is not to incarcerate, is not to prosecute, is not to put the money where it needs to be in the criminal justice system, holding people accountable. Now, I get it. They want to run programs. They want some intervention. They want to change in society as far as that goes. There are certain people that are candidates for that, but there are equally as many people or more that are not candidates for that and only understand one thing. There's a simple relationship in a mathematical, statistical relationship. When arrests go up, crime goes down.
Gee, who would have thought?
And when you quit making arrests...
Can you prove that?
I can prove that. It's just frustrating to me.
Rudy Giuliani proved that, and the guy in front of him proved that.
Basic law enforcement 101. And
you
I gotta tell you,
off the street.
Our governor does everything to tear that down.
Under the new reparations suggestions they had, besides the up to $1.3 million paid to individuals, is doing away with bail. I thought that the voters had said no, keep bail.
You know, Carl, you're going to get me in trouble with my wife because she gets on me about when I get on this soapbox and says, knock it off and just do the best you can with your agency. But it's frustrating to me.
It's frustrating to everybody that...
I got to tell you, they came...
We have... But you said it perfectly. Where have we come to the point where it's okay to turn criminals on the street who not only make their living by stealing from us, but... The other homeless, they just savage, they terrorize them, and these. And, I mean, where is that okay?
It's not. And I don't know. I don't know. It's hopefully that pendulum will swing back. In my career, I've seen it go back and forth.
Yeah.
But this time it's been stuck over on the wrong side for a long time, and things are getting very, very out of sorts.
It's like a tide coming in. High tide goes up to a certain point. So all these, you know, oh, let them out, let them out, let them out. Even when it comes back, it doesn't come back as far.
Right.
So a lot of that stuff is still there. Then it pushes it back out again. I mean, it is incredible. I'm here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, who is you know, the frustrations of his job, obviously you can hear. But it's not the job. It's not his people. It's the support he's not getting from the state. And we're not the only ones that are having problems with this. You go to the sheriff's conferences all the time. And, I mean, do y'all just sit down and shake your head?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the vast majority of us, definitely. And I told people the story of our last quarterly sheriff's conference. We had the attorney general made the mistake of coming visiting, like, 2 hours into cocktail hour, and people let it fly with them, including me. I didn't have one nice thing to say to them because, I mean, I was respectful, but I didn't pull punches. It's, come on, you're killing us here. You're killing our communities.
You're killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been blessed so far that we don't have the types of shootings and deaths that they have in L.A. and some of the other ones.
You know, Carl, still, we are. The North State is very blessed, but it's coming.
Yeah.
Because people, you see the influx of people moving this way. And, you know, the laws are no different here than they are in L.A. So that's problematic for us all.
Well, they say it takes a while for it to reach here.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with heroin. And Rob Paletti said, it's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
He says, it's down in Sacramento. It's just, you know, it's just going to be a mess. And sure enough, we've got human trafficking here. We've got a fentanyl problem. We've got all of these things. Anyway, we've got to take a break here. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. I'm going to give away some tickets for a Saturday night, Military Appreciation Night for the rodeo.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Now, it's going to be a high near 96 today, and just look at this for the rest of the week through next Tuesday. Except Tuesday is going to be a little bit cooler. It's going to be all the way down to 89.
The good news is that the evenings, the nights are still cold.
They are.
Right.
Down in
so
the 60s.
You can still sleep well.
And at the rodeo, it doesn't even start till 7, and the sun's setting there, and the wind off the river, it's going to be great. I was putting shade up with some other guys for a few hours the other day.
Sure.
Yeah, for the animals. The horses are in the shade now. Okay, I have 2 tickets. Well, okay. I have 2 tickets for tonight, I just found, for Extreme Bulls and Native Appreciation Night to the first caller, 605-4567. Tonight, Extreme Bulls. And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to be giving away 2 tickets to Family Night on Thursday. And then I will also give away 2 tickets to Military Night on Saturday. That's tomorrow. But I have 2 tickets for Extreme Bulls tonight. And it's going to be a great event. Okay. I'm here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, who will be in red and yellow and green probably.
Pink one night,
pink's Friday night.
Friday night.
Those are all gone. Those tickets are all gone.
Yeah.
Hey, Sheriff, is there more trouble during the rodeo that you've noticed? I know it's a city thing, but you all are involved too.
Yeah, people ask me that often, and not really. I mean, we have a few more alcohol related, drunken publics or stuff like that, but not really. It doesn't bring a lot of.
I've never seen a fight down
additional
there.
Crime.
Yeah.
Well, I have.
I know you have, but I mean, I never have, and I hang around there.
Yeah,
but I'm sure there are. I mean, how can you not?
In any event like that, you're going to have some fights, and you're going to have a couple of drunken publics. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But as far as like real serious crime, does it bring? No.
Do we get it?
Leola.
All right, Leola.
You have 2 tickets for tonight for the Extreme Bulls, and you're going to have a great time. It's Native American Appreciation Night, and we're doing a lot of new things there. So make sure you come down and pick it up here as soon as you can at 1326 Market Street, because we're all running around today. But we will make sure that you get these. So did you get a phone call or phone number?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. Okay. It's mainly a city thing, but you have your deputies out there too, I'm sure, to help out.
Yeah. It's since it's in the city limits, it is a Reading Police Department thing, but it's an allied agency thing, really. We're there. I mean, Cal Fire law enforcement's there. We've got everybody there.
Yeah, it's amazing how much, and you've seen it, and now I've seen it, how much work goes into this thing.
Right.
And
there's a lot.
And again, like you have in many organizations, you've got like 10 to 15% do almost all the work. How would we do it without, Skip and Dave and all these other guys down there? I mean,
well, they're incredible. Gosh, they put in a lot of time and a lot of effort. And it's not something that just happens the week or two before the rodeo either. This is a all year around planning event and organizing. And we're talking about. I want to tell you a little bit of.
Yeah.
Another way the jail thing impacts the community. In the past, they've had several inmate workers, release workers, right? Up to 15, 20, 25 to go down there and help.
They had those out there.
And we don't have those anymore because we don't want to put any type of weapon in any type of the hands that we got in the jail right now, or let them even be out in the community
because of the level. Yeah, but we've had some younger kids, younger people that were in some kind of work release program or something.
Yeah, we still have some, Carl, and those ones are on the work release program already.
Right.
But before we were able to even have additional that we'd pull out of the jail, low level DUIs or something to help out.
Sure.
We just don't have those anymore, so it's very limited, which causes the people, like you said, Skip and all the others who do all the work, to have to do twice, three times the amount of work.
Well, we did have, I think, three or four, maybe more, that were out there helping us, and they were just doing a good job.
Yeah.
This one young lady was just strong, strong. She was moving stuff around, and I'm like, maybe I can help her. No, I mean, maybe she can help me move this. But you're right. We don't have that anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're too violent.
Too violent.
Gosh. You know.
See, it impacts in several ways across the board.
What was that guy's name on Mayberry?
Barney Fife?
No, not Barney. The guy that was always in jail for being drunk.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
I can see him. Okay. I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I know. Okay, just let yourself out. No, this is not Mayberry. That's not, it's a shame. What do you see? We've got like 5 minutes left. What do you see in the next few months, Sheriff?
It's budget season, so that's comes in the next few months, and we're going to see how that all falls out and shakes out for the county.
Well, they did hire the new
CEO. Yeah,
new CEO
starts May 30th.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get his trying to figure out what his name is, and I can't find it here.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. His last name is Rickert. I know.
Yeah,
that.
Rickert, but no relation to Mary Rickert.
No,
just
relation
so everybody
at all.
Knows that.
No relation.
Yeah, but
to
they.
Rickert,
yeah, and I'm trying to figure out where I saw that. All the things that happened at the meeting yesterday, including. Anyway, I'm not going to get into it. That's a separate day. This is Heritage Week. This is Rodeo Week.
So what I can tell you is we are definitely strategizing.
David Rickert.
Okay. Yep. We're definitely strategizing for. As I told you, we're starting to build up our patrol unit and our staffing across the board. So now we're looking at how we can re-implement some of the other plans and programs that we do in the community to help the community. So there's a shift kind of in what we're able to do. More people means you can do more, right? Always,
absolutely.
Always does. And so we're
more people on the road, quicker, shorter response times.
All that stuff, Carl.
Yeah.
The sheriff's department also, has been waiting to come to staff so we can do some more of the proactive stuff with our AB 109 team and, probation and parole type of searches and visits and those sorts of things where people need to be kept in check.
Okay. Are you still having the strong support from the community?
We do, yeah, and I'm very grateful. Back to the North State thing, very grateful to be in law enforcement here. It's we feel very supported here and appreciated, and people let us know that, and it's nice to hear that every now and then. We certainly, I don't know an officer out there that does it for thanks or wants the thanks, but when you do actually hear it, it's nice opposed to people waving with a middle finger only. It's nice to.
It is such a great recruiting tool too. And these guys are down there getting beat up. They're afraid to even get out of their cars. And you can come up here, get a very, you get a living wage up here,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have the part where you're looking over your shoulder every second.
Right.
Yeah. With people trying to get you.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Well, I'm thinking about, since I've already been accepted as a volunteer for the sheriff's offices, try to transfer over to the mounted search and rescue.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, that, I think that would be, I've watched them too. It's kind of like watching and saying, and it also does something where you can get out with other people on horseback and do something good. So I will have to see how I can do that.
That's good. And how about Linda? You can bring her in with
you? Yeah, I think so. I think that she would enjoy that too, as soon as we get our horse back up.
It comes with another little side duty, though, just so you know, Carl. You guys will have to do some parades and stuff for me too.
I'm not sure the horse is up for that, but
there's a little PR that comes with it too.
I might walk leading the horse.
Yeah, okay.
Mike, thanks so much for what you do for our community.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. I appreciate, the community. Appreciate the support. Come on out to Rodeo. It's a lot of fun. We talk about a safe place and a good environment. The Rodeo is it.
It really is. And you know what? People have a good time.
Yep.
It's run really well. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Miss Redding Rodeo. We're going to have Mike Quinn come back and talk about Heritage Week. We're going to have Dave Montiel, who is the guy that is the arena director. And just to talk about what it's like to try and put on a world-class rodeo that is now that it's being televised nationally. You know, the time frames, you know, how
things. Talk about a logistic nightmare.
Oh, my gosh. We're having a production meeting today at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
It starts at 7. Linda's got the first group showing up for the national anthem at 5 or 5:30 to be there to make sure they're there. I'm heading down the rodeo grounds to put up tarps for dressing areas. And it's just going to be a great, great event tonight and all week long. But going back to you all in the sheriff's office, we appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay. Everybody have a great day. It is going to be warm. Don't leave your animals in the car. Just don't do that. Or your grandparents or your kids. Big thing. Don't leave the kid in the car. Have a great day. We'll see you tonight down at the rodeo. And Leola, I'm going to give you a phone call to make sure you get these tickets. We'll get them to you somehow here. Last thought, of course, is God bless America.
Well, I won't back.